time. Morning is the first part of the day, and night is the last part of the day. Night is the time for sleep, and bed is the place for it. My bed and the bed of my brother are in one room. The space between the beds is a table with a clock on it. In the morning, if my brother is not awake, I put out my bread across the table and give the bed cover a pull and say, "Good morning, are you awake? Get up." I get up and go to the bed. After that, if he is still not awake, I get a wet sponge and put it on the face of my brother. I do not go very near because he may make my face wet with the sponge. But on some mornings, my brother may get up a minute after I go from the room, and while I am in the bathroom, he may make a knot in my sock or put my shoe far under the bed. On these days, though I am up first, he is ready before I am. Yesterday, we were ready together. The first things which I put on are my socks, and the last thing is my coat. When I have on everything but my coat, I take a comb and put it through my hair. If I do it after I have my coat on, a hair may get on my coat. I take hairs off my coat with a brush. I have my morning meal an hour after I get up. In the early part of the morning, we do work. In the late part, we have play. That is how the mornings go. Tomorrow, we will not do any work. On one day of every week, we may have a rest all the day. Tomorrow is the day after this day, and yesterday is the day before this day. And this day is today. Before we go to bed, we have a wash with soap. When we come from the bathroom, my mother may say, "Are you ready for bed?" When you are in bed, I will come and say good night.